You gotta stop complaining. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open at 884-9910, 884-9910. And of course, Monica at 991fmtalk.com. So how do you make that difference? You get involved. I know it sucks, but you have to start going to the Washoe County School Board meetings. An election is coming up. You have to find out and look into the background and read the stories about the city and county attorneys, whatever city or county you live in. You have to look at and look at the background of the people who are running for the school boards, who are running for the commissions, running for the supervisors. Terry, thank you. Lori Bagwell has declared that she is running for Carson City Mayor. You need to be straightforward and ask Lori, as mayor, what are you going to do about the range? We'll have her on as it gets closer into primaries. Everybody is welcome on this show. I'm not going to hunt you down. Okay? I have things I'm doing. It's an open invitation. Whether you're Democrat, whether you're independent, whether you're Republican, Libertarian, it doesn't matter to me. If you're in the Green Party, if you are running for local office, if you are putting one of those signs out on the road, then you are welcome to be on this show. And I'm not talking about just Washoe County. I'm talking about Douglas, Churchill, Lyon. Everybody is welcome to be on this show. And if you lie, if you misinform people, you'll be called out. Because that's why I like to have people on my show, because guess what? It's your show. And you can call in and challenge these people at 884-9910. Have you ever looked in to a person when they are running for the school board? Or do you just hear what other people say? Or do you take the mainstream media when they interview somebody as all fluff and don't question them on big issues and what their views are? You have to question people on their views. And then it goes twofold. What do I mean by that? That means if that person you choose to elect is elected, and you've put your faith in this person, when they vote for the SHARE program or when they vote to shut down your favorite range and let a corporation take over, then you hold them accountable. And then you start keeping track of all the doublespeak, all of the things that they said they were going to support that they didn't, so you can bring that back around on the next election cycle. If you don't hold people accountable, nothing is going to change. And for heaven's sake, you don't let them move on to another office. If a county commissioner, and I'm thinking of one in particular, but a couple actually, if a county commissioner is not doing what they promised, what they said they would do, then don't elect them to the assembly. Don't let them get up into the state senate. Don't let them get into Congress. and don't be quiet about it. Go to their fundraiser. You know, when you see a fundraiser that says suggested donation, and you see these suggested donations of $150, $250, $1,000, remember, that's just a suggested donation. If it costs you 10 or 20 bucks to go and talk and challenge this person in front of the people who are supporting them, who might not know about their decisions or their judgments in the past, then go. Or just walk in and say, I just want to ask a question. If these people running for office, the elected representatives, won't answer your questions, well, then that answers my question about their what they're going to be like when they're in office. It's the Monica Jay Show on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada, 884-9910. We're also the home of Fox News, so let's get an update. KKFT, 92.3 FM. Sorry, that's KSVL. And KKFT is 99.1 FM Talk. 884-9910. What would you like to talk about today? I want to thank everybody who listens, because I always give out Monica at 991FMTalk.com, because you help me so much. Jim, thank you so much for sending me this. So I had an email earlier that was questioning our elected representatives, our, well, basically what's going on here, especially when it comes to our vagrancy issue. And Jim sent me this link, ZeroHedge.com. ZeroHedge.com. Very cool website. I like this. So we talk a lot about the homeless in San Francisco, Los Angeles, a lot going up and down the coast. Who wouldn't want to live by the ocean? So this link is actually to the U.S. Census Bureau. They've released new poverty data. Oh, boy. We're close. We are really close. This is just coming out this month. Now, California, once again, has the highest poverty rate in the nation. That's according to the supplemental poverty measure. Now, the way that the SPM does it, this is different from the old way of measuring poverty that they've been doing since, what, the 60s? It was kind of a blanket standard for the entire nation. Blanket standards do not work anywhere. Reno is not Las Vegas. California is not Iowa. These standards don't work, whether it be poverty measures, education, law enforcement. It's very irritating when people say, oh, we're just going to do this, and everybody will follow along. No, it doesn't work that way. So what the SPM takes into account is local housing costs, local wages, and they actually take into account a lot of the government programs designed to assist low-income families and individuals. So they put those numbers in there too. California, 18.5%. 0.1%. Are you kidding me? That's like a fifth of California is in poverty. A fifth of the Golden State, where all those millionaires are. But they're not helping in their backyard. Tom Steyer would rather spend his millions of dollars and run for president rather than help his community? What? So think about that. One in five Californians is in poverty. So what do you think Nevada is? How much further down do you think we are? Do you think we're, you know, like under 10% projectile? Under 5%? Under 12%? No. Keep going. 13.5% of our population is in poverty. So every single day we are moving closer and closer and closer to California. Why is that? It can't all be blamed on illegal immigration. Well, a lot of it can be. But a lot of it is also blamed on mismanagement of your tax dollars. And who's mismanaging those dollars? Your elected representatives. They would rather cover things over, you know, those pretty little flower bushes, flower pots. They would rather ban things, you know, make plastic straws contraband and give out free needles for drug abuse. Seriously, where is the logic in anything that they do? And then these people get so sick of California. These people with money that have let, as my grandmother would say, let the place go to pot. That has a whole new meaning over in California now. And here. And Colorado. Notice a lot of these places where drugs are now being legalized in certain areas are getting worse and worse. I mean, if you had the means just to go out and squat on somebody's property and be able to get high all day, get a check from the government, and if Yang has his way, get an even bigger check from the government, all of us will get $1,000. What's the point of doing anything? What's the point of being productive? People are beaten down so much hearing that, oh, you're a loser. You'll never amount to anything. Things like that that started in their childhood. So we go back to that mental health issue. The schools got rid of counselors and psychologists for the, I don't know, what did they get out of it? Get rid of shop teachers. Get rid of home economics. Teach diversity classes. They teach fantasy instead of reality now. Rather than teach people to be independent rather than encourage people to dream and to be imaginative and come up with new ideas, better ways to do things. We just say it's impossible. We stifle the younger generations so they become bitter and, well, don't want to do anything. It's up to not necessarily my generation, but my parents' generation to try and help people understand what they had to go through. But we're erasing history. Millennials don't know a life without a cell phone. Millennials don't know writing letters to people. Millennials don't know about going outside and enjoying the world around us, talking to people, talking about different ideas, different opinions. There is a whole generation out there with big numbers that are crushing everyone's rights, and they don't realize what they're doing because they're not educated in it. So parents, grandparents, guardians, aunts, uncles, start teaching them what it was like to go without a cell phone, to go without a computer. I don't know what happened with one of my nephews. I don't know if he spent too much time with Aunt Monica or what. I'd like to take a little bit of credit, since their parents weren't around, really, to do what was right. But he plays board games. He's in his 30s, and he has a game night with all of his friends where they come over and they play board games. No video games. No, they talk and they have. How many millennials do that? It's all about the computer. It's all about the technology. Yes, technology is the wave of the future. But if you believe that it's the only thing for the future, then we're pretty much screwed. Those conversations are quickly going away. We don't eat around the dinner table anymore. We don't sit down and take those few minutes to talk about history. I thank goodness, you know, 20 years ago, the thing to do when video cameras were so popular was to record our generation that is dying off, to get the history, to have the accounts. Because you're sure as heck not going to learn it in school. And if you do hear about something, it's going to be somebody else's idea of what happened. Let's look at all those Robert E. Lee statues and junkyards. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. KSVL 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. We're taking talk for all of Northern Nevada. I can't wait until the next hour because I'm going to introduce you to a group of amazing young women. Love it. It's 99.1 FM Talk in the Monica J Show. And KSVL in Yerington and Smith Valley. It's 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada on the Monica J Show, 884-9910, or Monica at 991fmtalk.com. That's my email. Love to hear from you. Getting word out of Lyon County from the county manager there, Jeff Page, there's a water main break. It happened this morning. It's affecting a few residents. They're estimating about 34, but hey, you know what? We're all neighbors. We're all family in this. So they got the water main break shut off. They're working on it. So anybody out in that area of, I think it's Grosh Avenue in Dayton, boil water. Boil, boil, boil water. I'll let people know when that's over. But it's that time of year. I mean, water mains can break any time, but when you have the intense cold weather that we're getting right now, the ground is changing. It's freezing up. Equipment is old. I expect to see a lot more of these in the city of Reno. But they expect to have it repaired by noon today. So if you're out in that area, let the guys do their work. I'm sorry, guys and gals. Don't want to be sexist. Some things going on. A lot of people going out and doing their Halloween parties. Love it. We're on pre-Halloween. It's Hallows, All Hallows Eve. Halloween tomorrow. Absolutely my favorite time of year. Something that happened yesterday, I just find it so funny. This is what people do for, you know, call them photo ops, fluff news. Cecil Schlack and the First Lady decided to come up to Carson City and read to first grade students. Ah, doesn't that warm your heart? The governor took time out of his busy schedule and read to first graders. Here's something for you, Gov. Why don't you read to high school students? High school students that have an idea of what's going on in this state and can ask you questions. Why don't you go read to some parents and see if you can get some questions there answered as well? Always love those photo ops with the first graders and the kindergartners. But that is just a reminder, too. It's Halloween. There's going to be little ghouls and goblins out all over the place. Sunset, well into the evening. So drive a little slower. Be a little careful. Some of them just get too excited. If you're over 15, unless it's a little one, go to a party. I'm sorry, but trick-or-treating is for the little kids. So unless you're babysitting and walking your little brother or sister around, stay home. Hand out candy for the rest of them. And for the parents out there who drive their kids to every single house, let them walk for a little bit. It's not going to hurt them. Walk off some of that candy they're going to be. Want to let you know that there's a hazmat spill out instead. That's scary. But it's how you look at it. It's not on the road. So that's a good thing. It's out off of military. But it is in a warehouse. So that kind of sucks for them. It's all in how you spin it. It's all in how you look at things. There's two sides to every story. For every story that you hear about kids doing bad, the low grades, there are kids who are doing pretty darn well and actually who do service to their community and with their community. So, I'm going to introduce you to some. I have two representatives from the International Order of the Rainbow for Girls coming in the next hour. What's that? It's a way maybe to some people that there's inspiration out there. There are kids who are doing good, who want to make the world a better place by not, you know, joining groups like Antifa and say that they're changing the world. No. There are actually organizations out there like FHA, FFA, just so you know, that's Future Farmers of America, Rainbow, Job's Daughters, D-Malay, Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, I don't know. Integration thing of sexes just kind of gets me on that one. And, of course, we have our poll question up if you'd like to answer it. How do you feel about daylight savings time? Oh, I know, that's gonna start a few arguments, but that's what we're all about. Just talk. 99.1 FM Talk.